going on, guys? Welcome to our first ever movie review, and we're doing Black Widow. Just came out. It's on Disney Plus for $30. But, I mean, it was worth it. I did not think it was going to be.
Me either. We got a few things spoiled for us.
Yeah, we were very not early on.
We were not happy about it. But you know what? After watching the movie, it's a good movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
In my opinion, it was all right for me.
It wasn't like, it wasn't amazing. Like, it, you know, I wasn't hyped up. Then I wasn't, you know, yeah, let's go. Nothing like that. But like, it was good. I felt like I was watching Thor, or like Thor 2 was worse, but like, I enjoyed the movie. It's not something I will go out of my way of to watch again, but I enjoyed it. It was all right.
I'm gonna be honest. I will watch this again.
Really?
Yeah. Only because, you know, in all fairness, you know how I talk about female characters not being portrayed. Being portrayed correctly. I think they did a good job with this one.
I think the cast they had was really good.
I think they did a really good job, you know. And acting, I mean, some of the, man, I don't want to be like overly critical, because I liked the movie for what it was.
That's what we're here for.
I don't, because I liked it, but
there were certain parts where they could have done better or didn't have to go down that road for it.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't. I was really mad that Taskmaster. I was really mad at first.
Go ahead,
but
say it. I mean, we got to talk about it. I mean, that we can work our way to that, or we can start off with that.
No, I'll start it off. I'll just be honest. I didn't like that they made Taskmaster a woman. I didn't, because the character isn't. Not because I don't think a woman can't be Taskmaster. I'm talking about the character. Yeah. What the character is.
100% agree.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The character is not a woman. That was very disappointing to me about this movie. I was very disappointed about that.
Just to update everyone, before we sat down and watched this movie, we found out about the Taskmaster thing and being a female and everything before we even watched the movie. So when that happened, we were upset. Not because it's an actual female doing the role. That doesn't bother us a bit. But it's the fact that Marvel has been very good at portraying the comic book version, or the comic version, closely as much as they can going into the movies.
Yeah.
And Taskmaster was never a female in the comics. Like, it was never his origin, was never, unless there's like an alternate one that I don't know about, there isn't one. So
It
didn't sit well. Not that...
No,
the character itself throughout the movie, I got to enjoy the character more because I knew what was happening going in. If I was surprised, I think I was going to be more upset about it. But overall, like, the fight scenes and everything with Taskmaster in general were solid. I think they could have shown a few more of his abilities. But I think he's early on, I think she is early on.
Yeah.
So, like, I get that you don't, it's a mirror version. So, like, I get it. They focus a lot with, like, the shield and, like, okay. But I don't know.
It was a, it's I get it, it gave Taskmaster Captain America feel.
Yeah.
So they was, you know, it is, it's easier to draw people in, but I think they made the villain look kind of badass. Like, I think,
oh, the suit was awesome.
Yeah, like, but seriously, they,
the fact that they changed how Taskmaster actually, like, does what he does what she does, and makes the suit the reason that they can mirror moves. That's not how it actually works. So that, like, that's unfortunate that that's the role that they chose to do. Now, maybe they're portraying it this way, and later, maybe later they'll, you know, we'll actually get a Tony Masters or something, where it's his actual memory ability that he can actually mirror moves himself and not need the actual suit.
Yeah, that's the, I was mad. Ooh, god damn, I almost fell all the way off. But but no, oh man, dog, you gonna have to clip that. If I would have slipped and failed, you had to clip it.
Oh, that was gonna be our thumbnail.
But no, yeah, that's one thing that I didn't like, that the suit was really the power and not the person. And I was like, ugh, that's not, I didn't really like the villain. To me, it was just a creepy old man.
It was definitely a creepy old man.
It just was, it was weird, bro.
He was trying to be, he was trying to be like a full on world dictator.
Yeah, but he only kept with, bro, it just seems to me that that dude was just creepy. Did you see, bro, and just how he talked to all the girls? You know what,
bro,
I'm saying?
And
just
the fact that he used pheromones in order to not get hurt. Like, they, no one could, if you stood by him and breathed in these pheromones, you couldn't hurt him. Like, that's the dumbest I've ever heard. What? Like, you have a literal mirror copy of whatever, and you can't get hurt because of pheromones? That's what we're doing here? That's the route we're choosing?
I ain't gonna lie. The scene he backslapped Scarlet, it made me a little uncomfortable.
So that's where I was going with this earlier. I'm happy that they didn't change Taskmaster for the fact of, like, because originally we were told that they were doing it for the male hitting female situation.
Yeah.
Luckily, that was not the road they chose, because, like, that character, Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson, has fought plenty of dudes throughout the series of movies that she's been in. Black Panther, Captain America, or no, she never fights Cap, Iron Man, like, just plenty of people.
I'm a cut in and I'm a interject. The reason why all those other ones, and this one was a little different, is because all the other times they was on even playing fields and she was that guy. You know what I'm saying?
I disagree.
No. I'm talking about when she fighting. I mean, not even playing feels like, oh, I can beat you. But at least when she fighting, she at least with the squad. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
or
yeah.
If she fight, or if she fighting trash people, it's a wash. She gonna win every time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But my man, he made her defenseless. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was like. Ugh, I don't know if I like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cause you know, I'm not against it, you know. Hey, if they all scrapping, hey, she can get hit too. But when you make her defenseless, it's just like, like abuse. You know what I mean?
Like how they started off with like her story and everything. Like she just going off the grid in a camper somewhere.
Yeah. Like the whole thing. Like, you know, I wish I could live that
quick.
Yeah, man. Like like how they set up the story from the childhood, from their childhood in Ohio, because that's where it starts at. Man, it's like it grips you, and it grips you. I think it's a scene at the airport when they trying to touch the little sister.
Yeah,
and Natasha does some kind of kick and try to wrestle, and then she gets the gun, and it was like nobody touch her. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm kind of here for this, you know?
Yep. The characters that they have, or the actors they signed for these characters, Red Guardian, the mom, which I don't know if she actually has like a name.
A name. I'm not sure either.
And then I don't know if her sister is this name, but like the way that they portray them in the movie, I really feel like you can call Scarlett Johansson Black Widow and her sister is White Widow. It's just, I feel like that's the right thing to do.
Is create a whole new character, bro. Hey, that's genius. And she is fucking beautiful, bro.
Yeah. Yeah,
100%. Like I thought, in this movie, they pulled her hair back and they let her face show. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh man, she is bad as shit. And you find yourself like throughout the movie, like really staring at her, like wow.
When she was making fun of, I love the fact they put in like they put in comedy, but it wasn't. I mean, that's Marvel, but. Like early on when they first get together trying to figure out what they're going to do, because, you know, in this, it's about the widows being taken over with mind control now by that old creepy ass man, and they need to save them because they have they can save them because they have that antidote or the spray, right? So they're trying to figure out how to take down the Red Room. That's the main thing. When Black Widow's sister makes fun of her superhero landing that she does frequently, dude, I died. Like, you always land like this, and you just keep throwing your hair up, and it just looks like a poser. I don't know, fucking poser? And, like, you're a poser. And I'm not a poser. Like, the fact they threw in like family little, like that's a sister argument if I've ever seen one. Like, you're doing this and you're being a poser. I'm not a poser. Like that, I like that. No. That the little bits like that, I like that.
No, it was, they had great banter back and forth throughout the whole movie, mm-hmm. man.
And then they made her do it later on in the movie. She's like, ugh, that's just definitely posing. Like, you're in the middle of a mission,
and she did it. Yeah, like, she did it exactly the same way. It was like, mm-hmm. Oh my god, it's fucking hilarious, man. It was fucking hilarious.
Did you like Red Guardian? Did you like the guy?
Yes, I did. He was the guy who wanted glory in the mission and, you know, thought what he was doing was right and thought that the family he was had was his real family, and it kind of wasn't. But you know what?
I mean, it ended up being his real family.
Yeah, but you know, they had to work towards it.
True.
You know, yeah, they had to work towards it because it is a lot of it. I mean, you sent me somewhere. They talked about it because they had to break him out of prison. Now that we're talking about him, they had to break Red Guardian out of prison. Mm-hmm. And after they broke him out of prison, the girls told them what the Red Room did to him about taking out their uterus and all of that stuff. So they could, and he got very, he sat down and was like, oh, all right,
Yeah, you got very uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. And it was like, because you like, know.
The sister was like, oh, we're done? I was going to tell you about the fallopian tubes. Like, and, her and humor in this movie was fantastic.
It's dark. It's very, very dark. It was never a time where the humor was just, oh, you know what? Yeah. It was like, oh, this is, damn, this is real dark, but it's funny. This is real dark.
Blunt humor, and that's what made it fantastic.
And especially, oh, man, what? Oh, I'm trying to remember the scene exactly. The best scene.
She's like, this is the first thing I bought myself. It has, look at all these pockets. It's pretty great. And she's like, Black Widow's like, she's like, okay, I thought it was cool. I bought it myself. That's fine. She's like, no, I like your vest. She goes, right? I knew you liked my vest. Look at how many pockets. You'd be amazing how many things fit in these pockets. Like, is this really happening in this car ride where they're just talking about going to take down a Red Room and now we're talking about how many vest pockets this thing has? Like, it had... It definitely, this movie had high points to it, and I enjoyed the movie, but...
I enjoyed it thoroughly, and to tell you the truth, it made me have more feels about Black Widow's sacrifice.
In Endgame?
Yeah. He gave up a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Well, at the end, she was like, I thought I had no family, and now I have two, and one's kind of broken, so I'm going to go fix it. And then that rolls into Infinity War. And then after that, it's Endgame, and bam.
It put me, like, deep in my feels, because it was like, and after the end credit scene.
Don't spoil that. I wanna get to that. Yeah. I wanna get to that.
Yeah.
Do you think that? Obviously they make it to the. Once they all get back together, right? Because the four of them, the original family that she had in the beginning, they get back together to take down the main villain, the old dude.
Real quick. Hey, when we put this up, we gonna have to put spoiler review.
Oh yeah. So when they all get back together, and we find out that the mom is an actual widow and betrays them, I was so hurt. And then they finally get to the Red Room, and the villain. Takes Widow to his office because he wants to control an Avenger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we find out, I'm sorry, I just spoiled the whole, he takes the mom to the office, and we're like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then he takes she was wearing a mask that we did not realize, and it's Black Widow. Turns out the mom never betrayed her, or betrayed them. And she's helping them out
to take down.
Bro, I was like, let's fucking go.
All I know is that old man was fucking creepy, man. Like, so look, this might be an unpopular opinion, but what are y'all doing in cinema where y'all keep trying to demonize like men, like in a way that I'm not really feeling? Because
what you mean?
I'm not like, the bad guy was a evil creep, just an evil creep. How come he just couldn't be a bad guy? Just a dude who just wanted to be a bad guy. Oh, they made him creepy and evil for a reason.
Because a villain always has to have something wrong with them, and
but not creepy. Because I felt his creepy was creepy sexually to me, like the way he was just acting, and I'm just like, What art, like, it just was weird, bro, to me. Like his whole vibe was weird. You know what I'm saying?
I get the vibe thing. I don't, the sexual thing I disagree with. I did not get that from him.
Bro, did you see how he just touching and like, it's a,
bro, this I got is, more of a, in his eyes, he is the father to all these widows because no one wanted these young girls as children. So he took them in and gave them a life to live and turned them into a widow. So I feel like he more portrayed the father role than I don't see the sexual role that you did.
It was probably only in the room.
Yeah.
Black Widow was in a room with him when he was talking. Because not with the other widows, no. But just in that scene alone, the creepiness was on a level of 1,000. And I didn't understand why it had to be that creepy. He could have just been a bad guy. This is somebody who he worked with. And he, bro, I don't know. I really, that part of the movie, I did not like. Just that part. I wasn't fucking with it. I wasn't fucking with that one, man.
Okay.
And it'd be a lot, because then we could have a conversation about SJWs and how sometimes they just overdo something just to make a point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Let's not get into that.
If we both saw it that way, then I would say, yeah, let's go down this road. But with it being 50-50 right now, I don't know.
Yeah. It's split down the middle. But or maybe I was just thinking too hard about it. Yeah, I was thinking too hard about it.
I mean, it's your opinion of the vibe you got off the guy. I mean, everyone is either going to be, some people may like the villain that they threw in. Some people might not. No one truly likes the villain. That's why they're the villain. But it could be, whatever you got from him is what you got from him. It's not.
Then he was just all just ASMR. Just, oh man, no, never mind. Never mind, bro.
Getting into your little high rant right now.
Yeah. That's what it is. Never mind.
The timing of this movie takes place before, or just after Civil War. So that's when they break.
Wonder why it wasn't released then. Because this is way too late to do that.
Especially after the character has died. Like, when you've done, like, because they did Captain Marvel and all that, right? And they, Captain Marvel took place before, technically took place before Iron Man, but it was after Captain America. But so like they always release, yes, they played with the timeline, they release movies that take place previous to others, but like none of the characters died, so it was more of an origin and people were okay with it. This was an origin of a character that we've seen in the last 10 years, and she's dead. And like, I get the pandemic was last year, but now I agree the timing of this movie doesn't make sense.
Make sense at all?
I'm not taking away from the movie, but like, okay, I've seen this, and like the. If it wasn't for the ending, the after credit scene of this movie, like, okay, you see her at the end show up with her blonde hair cut, got the vest on, and you know where she's going. Like, she's going to find Cap and Falcon, and then that's going to roll into Infinity War. You know what's going to happen. But, like, she's already dead. Like, her character's done.
Unless this was her way, Scarlett Johansson, just how she structured the contract when she was done.
Well, she released, actually, I read it this morning, in an interview with her after the movie has been released and stuff, she said that now she feels, like she has closure now, which I don't really know
what the fuck that means.
Like, you have closure because of this role now? Because what, they showed the origin of your character? But, like, no offense to Black Widow or anything, but out of all of them, just like Hawkeye, Widow, they were like side characters that were thrown into the Avengers.
Yeah. It was really Thor, Hulk,
Cap and Iron Man.
Yeah, Cap and Iron Man.
I'm not taking anything away from them. They did what they needed to do, and they were part of the team, but they were side characters. I mean, I don't see, like, they're doing this for characters that didn't get explained, and they're doing this for they're like giving side characters origins to make you connect with them more because they're going to be in the series more, I guess. Like, Cap's gone, Iron Man's gone. So, like, you get Falcon, you get
Winter Soldier.
Yeah, and, like, Iron Man, you get, we don't know who we're getting, or we're seeing Spider-Man more because that was, like, his guy. That was his
protege. He was his
adopted son that he always wanted.
He was like, yeah, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to set all this shit up for you, son. You know what I'm saying? And that's what he was working towards. If anything happened to me, it go to him.
So we talked about, or you were about to talk about this after credit scene.
Yeah.
I hated it.
I loved it. I loved it.
I hated it.
I loved it. It was everything because, you know, the sacrifice that she made, and everybody know it, because it's a legend. I saved the universe because I had to die.
That's not why I hated it.
Why did you? I know why you hated it. I know why you hated it.
The after credit scene takes place after Endgame and everything. It's present day, and it even takes place with the current shows that Disney Plus and Marvel have released. So, it actually takes place after, well, it's either taking place at the same time as WandaVision and Falcon and Winter Soldier, or it's taking place after both of those shows. That's what this after credit scene is about.
At the end of the after credit scene, did it say 2 weeks later? Or
no.
Or like,
no. I believe that said like 2 years later. See, now you gotta hold on. Oh, you know what? It said 2 weeks later when Black Widow was still alive at the end of the movie and rolled up in her motorcycle.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm thinking about. That's what you're thinking
of. The after credit scene didn't have a time date.
That's on me. I confused something with something because both the shots kind of came in like that when in a wooded, and it kind of, you know, kind of, it was shot. See, that's what I liked about the movie too, the way it was shot. Some of the angles I thought were really dope, really, really dope.
So it takes place after everything, current day. Like I said, it could be, I know it lines up with Falcon and Winter Soldier. I don't know where WandaVision lines up compared to this, but we'll see later down the road. But it's White Widow, it's the sister. And
you know what? If that's not the name, if that's not her name, they should give you need a writer's credit. That's a dope ass name. I'm not gonna lie, I like it a lot.
So the sister visits Black Widow's grave, because like I said, this takes place after Endgame and everything. And all of a sudden there's a lady standing next to her, and she is from the end of Falcon and Winter Soldier. I don't remember seeing her in WandaVision. But she's from Falcon and Winter Soldier. She's the one that turns John Walker, the wannabe Captain America, into his actual character, which is USA Agent. And so she talks about how she's trying to relate to her or whatever, which is really dumb because I know what she's doing. But I hated the fact that she handed her a tablet and was like, "You want to know who killed your sister?" And I'm like, "Oh, okay. Like, we're going after Thanos that's dead." And then you see the picture, and it's Hawkeye. It's like, no, we're not doing this. No. And I get why they're doing it, because now they're tying it and rolling it into the Hawkeye series. But like, no, just no.
You just say just no.
Just no. We're not doing it that way. I hate this fucking government, bitch. I hate her. Get her out. She's got a weird purple strand in her hair for no reason. I don't like her vibe.
I don't like her vibe. I was digging the purple, but I didn't like her vibe.
I mean, purple.
It's because you out here with me, came out of nowhere while I'm talking or trying to remember my sister. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I wanted her to punch her like in the nose so bad, like, da. What da? Give her a little 1-2.
That would have been hilarious. Bop. Oh, I'm sorry.
Since you haven't seen Winter Soldier. Falcon and Winter Soldier.
But I keep calling that Captain Falcon and Winter Soldier.
I mean, spoiler alert, you're not technically wrong.
Okay.
But since you haven't seen it, like, you don't really deal with her. You haven't even seen what this government chick does yet. You just know that she's bad after you finish the series. It's just, I get why they did what they did. I'm not happy with the fact that you turned her sister against the one person that always had Black Widow's back, always had Natasha's back. Like I said, I get why they did it, so they can tie into Hawkeye and roll into it. I get it. I just didn't like the overall scene because of that. I would have been perfectly fine. She rolls up in the car, visits the grave, sits there. When she whistled, I swear to God, I was ready to hear another whistle, and it was going to freak me out. But it didn't happen. Instead, this stupid government bitch showed up, and I was instantly upset with what they're doing.
I really hated that they sent... Okay, you heard that? Yeah.
Continue. It's fine.
I really hated that they sent both of them to that planet, because I knew that one of them had to die.
Oh, in Endgame?
So, I knew they had to die. One of them had to, and I was like, don't do it like this. Not like this. Not like this. Don't make it an impossible decision, and somebody, one of them is going to have to kill the other person to stop the other person from killing themselves.
Yeah.
Like, not... That was a very tough scene for me too, bro.
Did you notice that Did you notice that Natasha, Black Widow, was buried by the tree the guy said her mother was buried by?
Mm-hmm.
But they never show her name, and they never show the grave. But she was the one thing, because Natasha found out that, like every other widow, she was kidnapped and taken. Or no. Was she taken?
Yeah, she was kidnapped and taken. Like her, mother.
She was given up, and then the mom never gave up the fight and wanted her back.
Oh yeah, and then she ended up getting murked.
Yeah, for getting too close to the Red Room and stuff.
I mean, shit, being relentless to get you where you need to go, but you better be careful. Being relentless to get you somewhere, but you better be careful. And no, just Black Widow's like whole story, but just to know that she never lost sight. No, she was still a good person at heart, even through all the bullshit
she was
that
trying
she done
to be.
Been through. Yeah,
trying to be.
And you can't do nothing but respect it. And her sacrifice, somebody who probably was looked at as, oh, you are all you gonna ever be is this. Her sacrifice saved the universe, bro. And that shit is just
also. It finally clears up the whole red, all that red in your ledger and all that Budapest stuff. Like, it clears up everything.
Everything, yep.
So,
she made a decision that I don't think a lot of people could make. I could not.
She was also under control back then, though.
Yeah, and she just wanted to be free.
So,
just wanted to be free.
Overall rating on the movie.
I'm going to give it.
Taskmaster, the weird, creepy villain. You got the great casting. The sister vibes between them both.
Oh my God, it was so good.
So
it was so, like, their chemistry on screen was so good. It made it so believable that they was actually sisters.
Bro, she would, when they were trying to relate. Or, so to follow up with what Deontay said earlier, back in the start of the movie, they're all this fake family. They're all Russian, right? But they all have English accents, and they're in Ohio right now. They're undercover to steal what later in the movie they find out is the code for free will, which is why they were able to take over all these widows and stuff.
Right. To answer your other question, your previous question, we'll give it.
I have no idea what I was about to say.
7.9. Yeah, I want to make it an 8. I really hated that scene in the room with the villain.
I was saying. Sorry, I remember, but 7.9, we got it marked. I apologize. So they did the whole family thing to get the code to steal free will, right?
Yeah,
and that, yes, the parents knew what they were doing. The, Natasha knew what was going on, but the younger sister didn't realize it was all fake. And then she turned into a widow and stuff. And then later in the movie, when they all get back together, and they're talking about, yep, just fake, all a ruse, all just a scam, whatever. She was so hurt because she just wanted her family back, and this was it. Even though they're not actually family, this was the closest thing they had to family, or that she had to family the whole time, besides the widows, of course. But, like, she was genuinely hurt and stuff, and I was like, man, I don't know how I would take that. Like, if that's all I knew, and then...
Yeah. Because the thing is, like, now they're probably about to have a Black Widow core. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
all the widows got together to go save the other... Or all the widows that got freed from the Red Room got together with the sister, and they're going to go free all the other widows around the world. So
I feel like they did not have that before. So I feel like that's probably a dope thing.
I agree.
It's just that guy, man. It's just the guy fuck it up for me.
Go ahead.
Just the scene in that room. He just fucks it up for me then.
So you're at a 7.9 for this movie.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was gonna say I was gonna say 7 out of 10. I was gonna give it a 7. It was all right. I was pleasantly surprised, even though we were going in with bad news. But I was pleasantly surprised. If they did Taskmaster correctly, I would raise it. If the villain was better, I would raise it. If the government lady at the end in the after credit scene got punched instead of teaming up, I would have gave it an easy 10 just for that. Like,
it is.
I just hate her. I hate her. I just hate her. I just don't fucking like her. Get her out of here. Goodbye. Bye, Felicia. Get the fuck out.
Hell no. I ain't mad at that, though.
Man. Finish talking to Winter Soldier. You'll understand.
I have to now. I really do. Because if this comes from that, man. Like Hawkeye, when that dropped, I can't wait to watch it. Because now I know that she's going to be in it.
Girl's going to be in it. I already have a crush on White Widow. And now she's going to be in the same movie as my other crush, which is Hailee Steinfeld. And like, man. Just can't. I'm gonna be all up in that show. I cannot wait to do episode reviews on that.
Cause then they gotta explore him as Ronin too.
Yeah. I hope they touch that, bro. Man, I hope they touch that.
They have to, because it's so like somebody who did everything right and the snap took everything from him. And he was like, oh, and y'all think y'all get to keep it? No, because I would do the same thing. Oh, no. Oh, no. You can't have it if I can't have it.
Right. No, I agree. But I think that's it for this movie review. You got anything left to say before we end it?
Make sure to like and subscribe.
Yeah. I was talking about the movie, but I appreciate the little shout out right there.
Yeah, just make sure to like and subscribe, because I mean, we fucking dope over here, so y'all should be over here with us, you know?
Yep, so you heard him. If you're watching on YouTube, hit the like, hit that subscribe so you get notifications when the videos are dropped. And then if you're listening to us over regular podcast platforms right now, hit that subscribe button so when the new episodes release as well, you get notifications on that. And if you guys are trying to figure out what platform you want to use, just a heads up, we are officially on all platforms now because we also just got picked up by Amazon Music. So that's pretty cool.
I hope I did a circle.
Kind of. Your fingers are like out of view. You gotta. It's a circle, not triangle has points. It's a circle. Yeah, okay.
Look.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Oh, yeah. I don't know what we're doing with the circle thing, but that's the end of this one.
It was to symbolize, you know, we on everything. It was circles, all connected.
What?
But you got to break it. I got triangle. I got it.
Lion King circle of life type things. I don't. Don't say. Please don't. All right, we're ending this right now. Stay chillin', everyone. Have a good one. Goodbye. We'll be right back.